This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the attack on a Hindu temple in Canada as deeply concerning. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking during a joint press conference with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong after participating in the 15th Inter-Australia Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue in Canberra this morning. Dr. Jaishankar expressed concern that political space is being given to extremist forces in Canada. He said that Canada has developed a pattern of making allegations without providing specifics. He called Canada putting Indian diplomats under surveillance as unacceptable. On being asked about the attacks on Hindu temples in Canberra, the Australian Foreign Minister called the attacks as upsetting for the Indian community. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, campaigning has intensified for the first phase of assembly polls to be held on the 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh addressed a public rally in Ranchi. Addressing a poll meeting at Domchanch in Koderma, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to uproot the corrupt government. On the other hand, senior JMM leader Hemant Soren accused the BJP of dividing the society in the name of religion. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought votes in favour of INDIA bloc candidate at a rally at Kanke in Ranchi. In Maharashtra as well, campaigning is intensifying across the state as the election date is approaching. A total of 4,140 candidates are contesting in 288 constituencies. The Election Commission of India has appointed Sanjay Kumar Verma as Maharashtra's new Director General of Police. This comes a day after Rashmi Shukla was removed from the post following numerous complaints by the opposition parties in Maharashtra, where assembly elections are due later this month. Currently serving as Director General of Legal and Technical, Sanjay Kumar Verma is a 1990 badge IPS officer. The winter session of Parliament will be held from the 25th of November to the 20th of December. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said in a social media post that on 26th of November, the 75th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution would be celebrated in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. The Supreme Court today upheld the constitutional validity of the Uttar Pradesh Board of Madarsa Education Act 2004. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra gave the verdict against the Allahabad High Court's 22nd of March judgment that declared the act as unconstitutional and violative of the principles of secularism. In another decision today, the Apex Court held in a majority ruling that not all private properties are part of the material resources of the community and that the state must redistribute under Article 39B of the Constitution. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India will launch the European Space Agency mission named PROBA-3 next month from the Sriharikota Space Station. The mission will study the sun's faint corona closer to the solar rim. Addressing the Indian Space Conclave 3.0 in New Delhi today, the minister highlighted that almost every sector in the country is using space technology. He also added that space technology also fosters the creation of smart cities by providing navigation, satellite imaging, and terrain mapping, among others. Voting continues in the United States to elect its 47th president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. Polls have opened in Vermont. Over the next few hours, more states will follow suit. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began today with the ritual of Nahai Khai. In Bihar, devotees in large numbers are gathered at the banks of Ganga, Kosi, Gandak, Bagmati and other rivers to worship the sun god. Tomorrow, Kharna will be performed. After that, a 36-hour-long fast will begin in which devotees abstain from drinking water. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the people on the occasion of Nahai Khai. In a social media post, he gave special greetings to all the fasting people. And that is the end of this news bulletin.